Here are 10 reasons why azadari, mourning for the martyrs and those who have died on the path of righteousness, is indeed a part of both Sunni and Shia schools of thought. Number one, azadari was performed by Adam. You know, your great, great, great grandfather. Tabari, on his chain of transmission, narrates from Ali ibn Abi Talib that he said, "When the child of Adam was killed by his brother, Adam cried for him." Number two, it's well known that Prophet Yaqub cried for Prophet Yusuf until he went blind. But what's not known is how long Prophet Yaqub cried for. It is reported by Hassan al-Basri that 80 years elapsed from the time that Prophet Yusuf left his father up to the time that they next saw each other. During this time, sorrow and grief did not leave the heart of Yaqub. He cried so much that his eyes became blind. He also said, "I swear upon Allah, there was no creature on earth at that time that Allah looked upon with generosity more than Yaqub." Number three, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam wept for Hamza. Ibn Hisham says, when the Holy Prophet returned from the Battle of Uhud, he heard voices crying for those who had been martyred. The Prophet's eyes filled with tears. Then he said, "But Hamza has no one to cry for him." When the women of Bani Abd al-Ashhal heard this, they started weeping for the uncle of the Holy Prophet. He also narrates from Ibn Mas'ud saying, "We had never seen the noble Prophet cry so much, save for when he cried for Hamza. He wept so much that he was close to passing out." Number four, the Holy Prophet recommended that people like Ja'far ought to be mourned. After Ja'far and his companions were martyred, the Prophet of Islam went to his house and he requested to see Ja'far's children. He smelled their sweet scent and his eyes became tearful. Ja'far's wife Asma said to the Holy Prophet, "May my parents be your ransom. Why are you crying? Has any news come to you from Ja'far and his companions?" The noble Prophet answered, "Yes, they were martyred today." Asma says, "I got up and started crying." The Prophet of Allah said, "People ought to shed tears for people like Ja'far." Number five, in fact, not only did the Holy Prophet cry, but he retold the incidents that made him sorrowful. News that Zayd, Ja'far, and Ibn Rawaha had been martyred was brought to the people by the Prophet himself before anyone else. He said, "Zayd had the banner and then he fell to the ground. Then Ja'far took the standard and he too fell to the ground. After that, Ibn Rawaha got the banner and he too fell to the ground." The Prophet was saying all this while he was crying. It must be noted here that this manner of retelling the sorrowful events which led to the martyrdom of great personalities is one of the prime examples of azadari. This is precisely what takes place in the majalis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, when Muslims recount the martyrdom of Imam Hussein and his comrades. Number six, the Holy Prophet Muhammad cried for his mother and for the mother of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib and made others cry as well. Abu Huraira says, the Holy Prophet went to visit his mother's grave. There he cried and made everyone around him cry as well. It is also said, narrated by the same author, that the Prophet continued and said, "I sought permission to visit her grave and it was granted to me. So visit the graves, for that makes you mindful of death." It has been recounted that the noble Prophet recited prayers for Fatima, the mother of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, and put her himself in the grave. Then he broke down into tears and cried. He said, "May Allah reward you greatly for your motherhood." Number seven. Now there is an opinion that has been popularized through certain ahadith that one must only weep for loved ones for 3 days. However, such ahadith contradict others. For example, when the Honorable Ummul Mu'mineen, Lady Khadija, the first wife of the Holy Prophet, and his uncle Abu Talib passed away, the Prophet did not tell the people to weep for only 3 days, but rather for an entire year. It was known as Amul Huzn, the year of sorrow. And the Holy Prophet actually dedicated this painful era of Islamic history for the mourning of the mother of the believers, Khadija and Abu Talib. So what about all the hadith that say, only mourn for 3 days? Is this a contradiction? Perhaps this might mean that there is a difference between mourning for ordinary people as opposed to the great awliya and the Ahlul Bayt of the Holy Prophet. Number 8. The Holy Prophet cried for his Ahlul Bayt. On his own chain of transmission, Ibn Abi Shayba recounts that Mas'ud said, "One day we were in the presence of the Holy Prophet, when suddenly a group of people of Bani Hashim arrived. When the Holy Prophet saw them, his eyes were filled with tears. His color too changed." The Holy Prophet said, "Verily, we are the Ahlul Bayt, for whom Allah has preferred the afterlife over this worldly life. And verily, soon it shall be that suffering should afflict my Ahlul Bayt." Number 9. The Holy Prophet was informed of what would happen to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and he wept over the tragedy before it even took place. On his authentic chain of transmission, Ibn Asakir narrates that Aisha, the wife of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, recounted that the Holy Prophet was informed of Imam Hussein's martyrdom and that he wept. She recounts that the Holy Prophet woke up from sleep in a tearful state. "I asked him, 'Why are you crying?' He answered, 'The Archangel Gabriel has just shown me the holy land where Al-Hussein will be martyred.' Then the Holy Prophet put out his hand and showed a handful of dirt and said, 'O Aisha, I swear upon him in whose hands is my life, this affair makes me mournful.'" Number 10. When Imam Ali alayhi salam reached Karbala, he got emotional and said, "In this place lie martyrs comparable to none save the martyrs of Badr." On his authentic chain of transmission, Ahmad ibn Hanbal quotes Najjah recounting that he and Imam Ali made a journey to Siffin. When they reached the valley of Nainawa, Imam Ali alayhi salam yelled out and cried, "When you come next to the Euphrates River, bear patiently, O Aba Abdullah." I asked him, "What is the matter?" Imam Ali alayhi salam answered, "One day I went to see the Holy Prophet while he was shedding tears. I asked, 'O Prophet of Allah, why are your eyes tearful?' The Prophet answered, 'A while before you came, the Archangel Gabriel left me. He came to inform me that Al-Hussein will be killed near the Euphrates River. Then he stretched his arm out and he gave me a handful of soil. I could not stop my tears from flowing and I broke down and I cried.'"